In local news, here is this week's Buncombe County COVID-19 community update. The COVID-19 metrics are on the CDC's COVID dashboard for the week ending on October 28th. Hospital admissions are low in all 100 counties in North Carolina, including Buncombe County, and about 91% of the counties in the U.S. However, they have decreased in North Carolina and increased in Buncombe County from the previous week. Between 2 to 4% of the deaths in North Carolina were due to COVID, the third lowest level of 6 groups. This has decreased since the previous week. Emergency room visits for COVID-19 are minimal in North Carolina. This represents less than 1.5% of all ER visits, the lowest of 5 levels and fewer than the previous week. Wastewater monitoring can be used to provide early warning for COVID outbreaks. The Buncombe and Henderson County's wastewater data for the week ending on November 1st is on the North Carolina COVID dashboard. The number of viral gene copies in each water sample is at an orange level, representing the second highest level of 5 groups, currently between the 60th and 80th percentile relative to the past level measured at the same site. The 15-day rate of change of the number of viral gene copies in each water sample has increased from the previous week at 10 to 99%, the middle level of 3 groups for a positive rate of change. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services wants everyone to know that COVID-19 can affect people differently. Some people have mild symptoms like a cold, and others have more severe symptoms like a bad case of the flu. Some effects can be long-lasting. Older adults and immunocompromised people are at a higher risk of developing severe illness and being hospitalized. The Department of Health and Human Services recommends stay up to date with COVID-19 vaccines. The new updated vaccine, which has been available since September this year, is effective against the latest COVID strains. The CDC recommends the updated vaccine for everyone ages 6 months and older. The vaccine can reduce the risk of severe illness, becoming hospitalized, or dying. The new updated vaccine is available locally at pharmacies, health centers, and at the Buncombe County Health and Human Services building at 40 Cox Avenue in Asheville during regular business hours. For extra protection, wear an efficient medical-grade mask. People who are positive for COVID-19 or do not feel well should stay home. People with any COVID symptoms should get tested. If you test positive, your doctor may recommend medical treatment. If you should get COVID, here's the latest CDC guidelines. Isolate for 5 days, provided the fever has resolved for at least 24 hours without taking any fever-reducing medicine. Isolation means staying home and away from others. After the isolation period, wear a high-quality mask around others at home and in public for the next 5 days. Masking can stop earlier with 2 negative antigen tests taken 48 hours apart. More and more Americans have developed some immunity to COVID-19 from immunizations and previous infection. New variants continue to infect people, with the most at-risk groups more susceptible to severe illness. Dr. William Schaffner, professor of infectious diseases at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, tells USAtoday.com that cases should increase over the winter, as they have the past 3 years. The risk of transmission can also increase during the upcoming holiday season, when many people get together indoors.